Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly, truly, truly be part of the solution, right? Tell you this on a regular basis. And I don't tell you because I'm smarter than you or I know what to do or I know how to make it happen. That's not it at all. I've watched this stuff go down, right? I've watched people with information or misinformation put things out there. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work properly. It doesn't help you in any way, shape, manner, or form. Actually, in some cases, it simply makes it worse for you. Right? Because when you come speak to that group again, I know some of you have written me emails and say, "Joe, you talk about the same stuff all the time." Well, here's the deal. It's still happening. Right? I mean, seriously, if I didn't need to, right? If it wasn't a big deal, I didn't need to, I'd stop. Seriously. I don't want to keep saying the same thing. It's like a broken record. But even when I, talk to some people, coach some people with this, I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, guys, look, this story or whatever story, it's already been debunked. Stop talking about it. Stop inundating people with information, what they might perceive. Now, maybe it isn't, right? But they might perceive as conspiracy. Stop it. Hit them at one thing at a time. Something that you can actually speak to from an intelligent way. Instead of just throwing stuff out at them. I see it. I watch people glaze over at times. And you want to say to the person talking, knock it off. Yeah, I'm on the same page as you. We both agree about the same thing with this. But you're not getting anywhere. You'll see the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. And that happens. That only happens when you get informed. And you're doing it the right way. Really, seriously. So, what do I get up here? I got a whole bunch of stories up here. And again, I said it before and I meant it. Go over to redstate.com. The Jennifer Van Laar's got stories up there, story after story after story. As much right now on Newsom, because he's a piece of work. Right? A big time piece of work. And somebody's got to call these guys out on this. Remember, I just said a few minutes ago in the last segment, if, and I do mean if, if this was, I don't see a Republican governor in the state of California for decades to come. Right? But frankly, if this was a Republican governor, and he didn't move fast enough to help these people stuck in a snowstorm, They'd have his head on a platter. You know that's true. Right? All right, anyway. All right. Start hitting some of these stories. Michigan legislature, they've outlawed discrimination based on gender identity. I'd love to know the actual discrimination that's taking place. Now, am I saying it doesn't happen? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm sure there's people out there now. There's people out there right now that would be nasty and mean and never hire a gay person or a lesbian or whatever, you know? I mean, seriously. Now, if you have, look at, I won't say I have plenty of friends that are gay because that would be a lie, but I definitely have plenty of acquaintances that are gay, and they're in positions of authority. They're not like some of the people that you like a Rick Riddell, right? A guy like him, position of authority, but that's not what his life is all about. It's not a constant place of conversation. Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste his time. Let me get him right on. I've got David Horowitz on the line with me, and David's new book, Final Battle. I mean, I got to tell you something. If you don't grab this book, not just this book, but all his books, you're out of your mind. There's great information here. Final Battle, the next election could be the last. And if we don't engage, it will be the last. David, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, I hope you just wrote that title to get our attention, right? You don't really believe it'll be the last.
Well, the way I put it in the book is, if you think it's not going to be the last, well, nobody's... if you think it's not going to be the last, you're not seeing the dangers we're facing. Let me give you an example. On January 2nd, 4 days before January 6th, was the anniversary of Trump's assassination of General Soleimani, the Iranian terrorist, the leading terrorist in the world. Every wounded warrior you see on television has been blown up by an IED. Soleimani is responsible for. And Trump assassinated him, or had him assassinated. And the Democrats all criticized Trump for doing that. The Iranians were not amused, and on that anniversary, Rouhani, the leader, the dictator of Iran, said that Trump will not only be removed from office, he had lost the rigged election of 2020 already, but he will be removed from life because we cannot forgive the killing of General Soleimani. So as you can imagine, the United States president is threatened. There are a lot of security meetings. And who's the head of security for the president? It's General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the president's military advisor. And let me just say, I got this information from a book written by two Washington Post reporters. I haven't seen anybody else mention it. But what they reported was that Milley went around to all these security meetings saying that Trump's Stop the Steal speech was the gospel of the Fuhrer. And that the guys, the Trump supporters, were the guys we fought in World War II who were Nazis. And he had the guns, so he was going to settle their hash. That's treason. This is, we're supposed to have a civilian head of the military. Trump is the commander in chief. But that's how far that Democrat mentality, treasonous mentality, is gone. So if you don't think, if they thought they had a chance to shut down the elections, they would. I mean, you'd be foolish to think, no, that could never happen. I can give you, you know, other examples of what criminals these Democrats are.
But David, they're now doing it in our faces. You know, you talked about General Milley. He openly admits that he hid the codes from the president. I mean, are we for real here? And again,
he's still the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And Anderson Cooper thought he was marvelous. I mean, he had a quote when his book came out praising Milley. I mean, these people have lost their minds. I don't know any other way to put it. They claim that five, and this lie Biden told in the last 2 weeks, and Hakeem Jeffries, also the two most powerful Democrats, that five Capitol Police officers were killed on January 6th. Actually, the actual number is zero.
Yep.
But they repeated the lie. This is 2 years later. They repeat the lie, so they obviously must believe it. They did. They found one Capitol Police officer they could put up as an example of somebody killed on January 6th. His name was Brian Sicknick. They said his head was bashed in by a fire extinguisher. This never happened, and Sicknick was actually an ardent Trump supporter and died the following day on January 7th in his bed from natural causes. This didn't prevent them from doing, you know how the Russians had a Potemkin village, they called it, when it was a phony village to show how free people were and how well fed. Well, the Democrats had honored Sicknick. They had him lie in the state, in the rotunda of the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Well, they all gave speeches about how he died protecting the Capitol from these vicious domestic terrorists.
David, this is
how far they would go.
It's going to have, this is how it's going to get entered. It's kind of how it's going to get entered into history. And it's going to be next to impossible to erase this and get the reality. This new committee, and again, I'm going by what's in your book, too, is, when you look at what happened January 6th, and now they're thinking they're going to show all this video, they're going to bring it back to light, they're going to prove, really, that there was offers to have the National Guard there. No one's going to believe it.
Biden is going to eclipse Benedict Arnold as America's greatest traitor. It's people talk in this sanitized way. I mean, you would think with all these classified documents appearing everywhere, including a badge that was found in Chinatown, you would think people would say the obvious, and that is that the Biden family has gotten filthy rich by taking bribes from the Chinese Communist Party. It's just so obvious. But nobody's preached that.
But David, what seems to have passed the minds of some is he's got papers from when he was a senator. Now, I'm not an expert on security, but how did he get papers? Because when they go into those gifts, they can't take anything out, right?
Dick Durbin asked that. He couldn't figure out how he made off with the classified papers. But the fact that he scattered them around is a clue that he was leaving them around for his Chinese friends.
We got to go for a break. I mean, we'll hit more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. David Horowitz is with me in his new book, Final Battle. The next election could be the last. Come on back. Learn how you can help stop this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The President is calling on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to put forward a budget from Republican.
I'm ready to meet with the Speaker anytime, tomorrow, if he has his budget. Lay it down. Tell me what you want to do. I'll show you what I want to do. See what we can agree on.
While speaking in Philadelphia, Biden unveiled his own budget proposal and outlined his priorities on things like education, health care, and other issues. The budget includes a new billionaire tax, an increase on the tax for corporate stock buybacks, and an increase on the Medicare tax for those making more than $400,000 each year. year. Police in Oklahoma say a high school cheerleading coach that was fired and arrested earlier this year allegedly had sex with a student hundreds of times. According to officers in Moore, Jennifer Hawkins was in a five-year sexual relationship with a student that started in 2017. He was a sophomore. Authorities said Hawkins first prompted the student for sex while he was dating her daughter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're part of the, you're not part of the problem, right? Isn't that what I always say? Got it too much, right? Anyway, always appreciate the time that you have spent with me. Now look, like I said, a lot going on, a lot happening. So you got to keep up on it. Yes, here in California, for those of you who just missed it or may have picked up on it, I call it Venezuela noise. You never know when you have internet outages. You never know when you have power outages. You never know any of those things. You would think, and in the great United States, I shouldn't have to sit here and worry about power going out. I shouldn't have to sit here and worry about losing internet access. Right? I mean, it's terrible. We shouldn't have to worry about any of that. We shouldn't even, it shouldn't even be a second thought in our mind, right? Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, you know, 5563. Give me a call. Let me know how you feel about it. You know, we had, we've got so many stories that I can deal with. So many things that are going on out there that they're really, truly require some of our attention, if you would. I was talking to a friend of mine today, a Christian friend of mine, and the thing that bothers him the most, he says, when was it not okay for you to accept somebody's religious belief? When was it okay for you to make fun of, to pound away at somebody's religious belief? It wasn't. It never has been. Right? Seriously, it never has been. Right? We actually, I've said this in the past, we've actually had a respect for, like when you used to see nuns walking down the street. You didn't giggle at them and think that they were whacked, believing in something that doesn't exist. Matter of fact, if anything, whether you were Catholic or not, you would sit there and think to yourself, you know, I can't imagine giving up your life like that. You know, really, seriously. There's lots that don't. I mean, can you imagine dedicating your life to something that others, they just don't believe. They don't believe the same way you do. So again, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff because now all those things that were taboo, they think it's enlightenment. They think it's you growing. Yeah, not even close. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I got to tell you, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, she laughed when she was asked about Biden's regime plan to ban gas stoves. Now, that doesn't mean that some of you will say, oh, thank God we're off of that. We don't know that. Right? You don't know that. I don't know that. You know whether they're done yet or not? They're not going to bring it back up because you got to watch it. These people are sneaky. So anyway, Energy Secretary Jennifer, like I said, Granholm, she laughed when she was asked about the Biden regime's plan to ban gas stoves. As you know, earlier this year, U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said that gas-powered stoves were a hidden health hazard. Now, how long have we had them? How long have we been using natural gas? She said natural gas stoves, which are used in about 40% of American homes, emit air pollutants, number one, air pollutants, such as nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, fine particulate matter at levels the EPA, the World Health Organization, well, okay, let's get rid of the World Health Organization. Really can't trust them anymore. They say they're unsafe and linked to respiratory illnesses. Right? For safety's sake, they throw in cardiovascular problems, cancer, and other health conditions. Let's just throw it all in there. Right? Might look COVID-19 in there, too. Now, such as the Institute for Policy Integrity and the American Chemical Society, the federal agency said last month that these need to go. They're hurting people. A second federal agency proposed limits on energy consumption for gas stoves. Wow. This approach by the Department of DOE, Department of Energy, effectively bans gas appliances. Right? Now, where are all these departments covered? We've talked about this before. They're not legal. They're not constitutional. You know, I did not know this. I don't know if you guys probably know this. You're a lot smarter than I am. But do a little research around these departments/agencies. Many times, like with the Department of Education and other things like that, many, many, many times, what ends up happening is they'll pass a law, you know, Department of Energy, that the law says that you're going to take natural gas down to 40% usage in the average home. All right, get it from whatever it is now down to 40%. They pass that law almost in a shell form. They hand it to the Department of Energy, and they fill that in. They decide how they're going to go after it. They decide, right, how they're going to enforce technically a law that doesn't exist. Give that some thought. Right? I mean, just interesting. Now, earlier, Alex Epstein put out a tweet that basically said, look, I agreed to testify about strategic petroleum reserves. I didn't expect the hearing's lead Democrat, Cori Bush, to make a prepared statement falsely accusing me of having espoused white supremacist views. And what I love about that, they do this stuff all the time. No, they really do. I mean, it's kind of like, now what she's going to do is she's going to make it look like because you're a white supremacist, or she's trying to paint you out as being a white supremacist. Now, when he lays it out on the line, on your strategic petroleum reserve, when he lays out why we need to have this, it's going to be a white supremacist mindset, a white supremacist idea. Isn't that amazing? Because it's the only, like I said, it's the only way they can win. The only way they can make things happen is by lying about it. And we've seen it over and over and over. right? I'm going to go over Biden's economy tomorrow. Seriously. When you look at this and you look at what he's put out there, I mean, well, one of the items in the budget somebody just sent me a line on was they're still looking at a 12-week paid leave for certain situations, right? It's called family leave. 12 weeks. Anybody home? Right? It's almost like the teacher thing where they get all summer off, 2 weeks at a week at Thanksgiving, 2 weeks at Christmas, that kind of stuff. But you have to sit here and say to yourself, my God, what is going on? What's happening? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It's going to be a spend fest. I think the first numbers were what they're going to spend an extra $5.so much trillion. How are they going to get that money back? How are they going to get that money in the coffers? They can't. They can't tax it. They won't get like a third of the money back they need in tax revenues to pay for that. And what do you think of that? But it's okay because it's going to feed families. It's going to help families, new struggling families, have time off, spend time together. How about we get it down to just the old-fashioned way? You go to work. You just work. You feed your family. You take care of your family. It feels good. Right? Just amazing. I don't know. And again, I was telling you guys earlier, I was talking to my older brother. I don't know when we went sideways like this. When did this happen? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
These are your hosts, Tony the Poison. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Right? Just be part of the conversation. I keep saying that to you guys. I know you're tired of hearing it. I don't really care. I'm going to keep doing it. And mostly because you need it. You need it over and over and over and over again. Right? Anyway, God, I'm loving some of the stuff going on here. Now, Joe Biden, Joey B., you know, he's taunting Kevin McCarthy. Come on out, put your budget on the table. Let's talk about it. Wouldn't you love, if it was really going to happen, wouldn't you love to be, I won't even say a fly on the wall, because he won't remember you there anyhow, a person at that table? Right? No, in all seriousness. I don't, you know, what would he know how to do? You know he didn't write the current budget that he claims he did. He didn't do that. He didn't roll up his sleeves and come up with all of that stuff. On Thursday, Joe Biden, I mean, remember, now this guy is there, got all his faculties, right? On Thursday, Joe Biden suggested that Donald Trump could be the future president. Before promptly praying and saying, "Bless me, Father." He went on to say that I was running for office at a time when, at the time, but y'all may remember, you know why I can't read this right? Because it makes no sense coming out of his mouth. I was running for office at the time, but y'all may remember it. that I had a big fight with the former president and maybe future president. Wow. Is that a Freudian slip? He said, here, let me see if I can play this. Because it never really works for me right the first time.
Remember, you know? I was running for office at the time, but you all may remember it, that I had a big fight with the former president and maybe future president. Bless me, Father. Anyway, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, because God forbid you should put somebody in office that would actually have peace in the Middle East. Isn't that terrible? Who would want peace in the Middle East? Listen, I mean, seriously, talk about the state of the world. When Trump was in office, no matter how much you didn't like him, no matter how much you hated him, we didn't have supply chain issues. We didn't have runaway inflation. Right? Unemployment was up at the very end. Oh, because of COVID-19, right? We had peace in the Middle East. We had Rocket Man there in North Korea, more than willing to play with rockets there at his desk, but not the real ones. Right? China knew its place. But you guys, none of you guys want to talk about that. None of you guys on the left want to believe that to be true. And finally, Biden, you know, he gaslit the audience by saying that Republicans want to defund the police. I mean, the lying doesn't bother him. It doesn't bother him at all. He's going to get what he wants. He's going to try to get what he wants. And truth doesn't matter. These moments are the moments that you should remember, think about. Especially if you're on the left. You know that the movement was Democrats. The movement to defund the police and divert money to other places was total Democrat. Look at the cities that gave more money to police, and look at the cities that gave less money to police. Who's running them? Right? His party has actually called in some areas for the total abolishing of police departments. You know, if you really look, the Republican National Committee, they do things once in a while, okay, I guess. Nine straight minutes, I won't play all nine, I promise. Nine straight minutes of the Democrats screaming to defund the police. Take a listen.
Been talking about defunding the police.
There's some issues that we ask police to do, like mental health issues or policing in schools and all the rest, that perhaps we can shuffle some of that money around.
Suck it up. Defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police.
Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million.
I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
Funding isn't necessarily as aggressive as a lot of folks paint it. You know, school budgets get cut almost every year.
Not only do we need to disinvest in police, but we need to completely dismantle the Minneapolis police.
Isn't this great? I mean, this is Ilhan Omar, right? Representative Omar. She wants the police gone. You know, probably so they won't arrest her brother for marrying her or something. I don't know. Right? You got Kamala Harris up there doing it, Cori Bush saying it, Nancy Pelosi saying it, AOC saying it. I mean, seriously, how long or how much longer do you allow the lies to go on? You guys on the left, you may be afraid of Republicans taking over. Okay, fine, whatever. Whatever floats your boat makes you feel better about your vote. But how long do you put up with the lies? Or you just don't care? I mean, the lies are fine as long as your guy gets in. Is that how it works? I have to ask. So, as long as your guy gets in, lies are fine, we're all good. Yeah, it's not the way it should work. You should not be okay with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's, I don't know if anybody caught this or was paying attention. The Tucker Carlson. And I'm not going to say I knew this was going to happen. But have you checked out his show? Did he go hard on the videos again? Anybody notice that? So eventually the rumors might be true. Tucker Carlson had to soften the J6 reports. He released no new videos after threats from Schumer and the others. Why do you care about the threats? Go for it. Make it happen. Do the right thing. Now, was it late February? Carlson announced that the House Speaker McCarthy granted him unfettered access to the January 6th protest footage. Now, Axios had reported that the House Speaker McCarthy handed over 41,000 hours of the January 6th footage. I mean, my God, where did they get that? Put that together in your head and try to figure out. It must have been hundreds and hundreds of cameras with something on them that would help. Now, Carlson made the announcement later on that day that McCarthy had gave him the access to the footage. Now, my understanding, I don't know how true some of this stuff is. You and I are kind of guessing based on what they're telling us. Now, Tucker was the only media outlet allowed to access them. Because you know what would have happened? If you gave them to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, they would have doctored them up. No question about it. Now, since the announcement, the Gateway pundit, 33 January 6th defendants, and dozens of their family members and supportive outlets have signed a petition demanding Kevin McCarthy give access to the Gateway pundit and the January 6th defendants. Again, not an attorney, but the fact that this was held back, that this potential evidence was held back from the defendants, is a problem. Now, according to the law, their sentences should be wiped clean right now, this instant, if you would. And obviously, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Right? But when you're not given the information, and we saw the videos. They're not doctored. As a matter of fact, they were the raw videos. Raw videos of the conversation, raw videos of them walking around the Capitol. Raw video, and you've heard all this. That's why I hate doing these kind of stories. But in this particular case, I'll push it a little bit. Because the thing that really just kind of messes with your head a little bit, right? You guys, and I'm using the generic term, you guys, were all excited that Tucker had these videos. 40,000+ hours of these videos. And within the second night or by the third night, max, what happened? Where are they? You know, why isn't he releasing more? He's got to have somebody going through them, going through bits and pieces of them. And the one on Monday really, really was explosive. It really helped people understand that this was nothing more than propaganda. That what they were being told was going on inside the Capitol truly wasn't going on inside the Capitol. That, you know, Brian Sicknick was murdered by protesters. Again, not truth. You saw that happening. The guy with the horns? Right. He wasn't running around breaking things. It just never stops. They didn't have lies. They'd have nothing. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, people. Don't do anything stupid. Really. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You've been listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.